Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Friday, December 22nd, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, on Schumer and McConnell. Number two, the Punch Power Matrix year in review. And number three, the major tax fights to come in 2023. Let's get into the mix. Well, first of all, this is our last podcast of 2023. We will be back January 2nd, 2024. Man, it's time's going by quickly, with news and everything you need. The newsletter is also going on hiatus next week. The company is closed. Sign up to become a premium member if you want to make sure you don't miss anything. If we have any big news, we will obviously send that out, probably on our text message platform, which you could subscribe to if you are a premium subscriber, or if it's really big news, we'll send it out as a newsletter. But our intention, famous last words, is to be off next week. Let's get into it. Now, we are looking last week or the week before, we looked at Hakeem Jeffries and Speaker Mike Johnson. And this week, we are looking at Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell and their year and their year ahead. Let's start with Schumer. He feels very good about 2023. He was able to sidestep a number of tricky issues throughout the year, including Congress didn't default on the debt. They sidestepped two potential government shutdowns. He broke Tommy Tuberville's military blockade, and he had to do all of this with an incredibly thin majority, as he's had for his entire time as leader. Schumer has been meeting on a biweekly basis with some of the most endangered Democratic incumbents and trying to work with the Biden administration on highlighting the projects and the achievements of what the Senate Democrats and the White House achieved during their first 2 years in power when they had an all-Democratic Washington. Obviously, the big challenge for him going forward is the major supplemental with Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security. There's a real risk, in our view, of a 2013 rerun in which the Senate passes something and the House doesn't. That happened in 2013 when the Senate passed a major immigration bill and John Boehner didn't even put it on the floor. In addition, he has the big government funding fight. He believes, and Democrats believe, based on our reporting, that they can break Republicans and force them into accepting a bipartisan spending deal and a bipartisan everything, quite frankly, because Senate Democrats, the Senate is controlled by Democrats, as is the White House. So a very difficult couple months for Schumer ahead. And also, he'll probably be forced to respond to a Biden impeachment, and how he handles that will go a long way in defining this year for Senate Democrats. Mitch McConnell had a very turbulent 2023 and could have an even more turbulent 2024. He has been the face of pro-Ukraine funding lawmakers on the Republican side for months, and he has to battle against people like Donald Trump and very prominent senators within his own party on funding Ukraine. January will obviously be critical in that front, but he'll also have to deal with Mike Johnson, who has been all over the map and just very difficult to read, even for the most experienced lawmakers, and quite frankly, Johnson's own leadership, which has no idea where he stands on any issue on any given day. So all of that said, we said this a million times, January is going to be absolutely wild. We will have to see where everything shakes out, and we'll be all over it. The number two story of the morning, the Punch Power Matrix here in review. Max Cohen and Robert O'Shaughnessy are two of our terrific Punch Bowl newsers, have calculated the differentials in the Punch Power Matrix. Who has been up the most? Who has been down the most? Up the most, Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, and McConnell. Jeffries has governed a Democratic caucus with a steady hand, ensuring unity on key votes. Chuck Schumer, as we just talked about, had a pretty good 2023 and came into his own on foreign policy, went to China, went to Israel, continued to bang the drum for Ukraine funding. Mitch McConnell, I did not think he would be up the most, or one of the top ups in the punch power matrix. He became the longest serving Senate leader at the beginning of the year, breaking Mike Mansfield's record, and he also came back from a major health episode. The three most down, Tommy Tuberville, Donald Trump, and George Santos. We don't have to get into George Santos. Former Congressman George Santos became a national laughingstock and has been down a lot in the punch power matrix. Tommy Tuberville blocked a bunch of military members, flag officers, and senior military nominees, and got nothing for it at all. You know, Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee, according to everything we could see. But he's also in massive legal trouble from obviously facing several indictments. Each week brings more frightening rhetoric, quite frankly. And but he's going to be the nominee, and we'll be covering a lot of the reaction to him and the impacts of him in 2024. The number three story of the morning, how 2023 set the stage for major tax fights to come in the new year. This is from our very new, the vaulter, Laura Weiss. She is going to be covering tax and financial services policy for us at Punchbowl News into the new year. She has a great item this morning on the tax battles to come. 2023 wasn't a great year for tax policy. No one was expecting it to be, but it wasn't. Top lawmakers sound closer to a deal to re-expand the child tax credit and revive some business tax breaks in 2024. Listen, this is going to be a big fight. I know business is looking out at this, and lots of interest groups are looking to try to figure out what's going to happen on the tax front. We've hired Laura to track all of this for us and bring you news before anybody else and in a better way and break more news than anybody else. Read the item this morning. It's very good, and it lays out really where everything stands going into 2024. And with that, leave us a rating and review. You could subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day, a great holiday, and stay safe.